You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Fernando Llorente to score and Swansea to win was 11-5, now 5-2. And Andre Gray to score and Burnley to win was 11-2, now 7-1. Swansea have actually won all three of their previous Premier League meetings with Burnley 1-0. And we know Burnley, Derek, we've talked about it on the podcast continuously throughout the course of the season, are pretty dismal away from home. They've picked up just two of their 31 points away from home. And if you extend that for all their travails in the Premier League, or through all their travails in the Premier League, they've got the lowest points per game ratio in away matches in the history of the competition. They've picked up just 20 points from 50 Premier League away games. These odds look perfectly set to me, Derek. Do you disagree?
Well, I mentioned earlier in the podcast that Swansea were odds on, and that's because they were on my coupon, but there are even money on it on here now. No, I don't agree. I don't think Swansea should be so short. I mean, I know what you say about Burnley's away record is right. Everybody knows that. They've only got 2 points this season away from, but one of them came last week. So, you know, that there's a point more than it had in from their previous, 10 away games. There's a crumb of comfort there. They went to Chelsea. Sorry, they played at home to Chelsea recently, drew 1-1. I mean, Burnley are a tidy side. Now, Swansea have improved massively under the new manager, but they're still Swansea. They're not brilliant. I don't think they deserve to be back to these kind of odds to beat Burnley. When I'm at a loss to read a fixture, I always fall back on one of my tried and tested rules. A team away from home in the Premier League, 3-1 or more, at a ground, a team that aren't one of the top six. Fits the bill perfectly here. Therefore, I have to go for Burnley.
I'm not sure, Derek, if you call that a crumb of comfort, I want you at my bedside when I'm on my deathbed, Derek, because I mean, 2 points from 31 and one came last week. I don't want you giving me my pep talk.
Yeah, I was clutching at straws a little there, wasn't I?
Burnley 3-1 to win the game for Derek. Tom, you've been talking about Swansea. Well, you mentioned them a couple of times on this podcast. Even money, I guess you like them.
Yeah, I like them because I can, you know, you look at all the teams that have changed their managers and you're thinking, has anybody had the effect that Paul Clements had? No, because they've pulled themselves up the table. And it's a defining sort of few weeks for Swansea because they host Burnley, they go to Hull, they go to Bournemouth, and then they host Middlesbrough. So the next four matches, conceivably, I think Paul Clement will say, we can win three of them. They've won three of the last five games already. They did put in a good display, you know, against Chelsea. And I think Swansea at home, and particularly the way Paul Clement's just simply got them organised at the back. And the one thing I think about Burnley is, and I know they got the point last week, but that was at Hull City, and I know they've been doing well, so you'd probably say it's not a bad point, but I still think that Lincoln defeat is going to hamper them. I really do. I think their season is effectively over now, Burnley, and I think Swansea will know that the next few games are going to decide whether they're going to be in a battle at the end of the season come those last few weeks, or they're not. The one thing Swansea do at home is they can score, but they also concede. Likewise, Burnley, talk about their away form not being great in terms of picking up points. They have scored in each of their last five home games. So I think Swansea win this, but I never see Swansea winning 1-0 or 2-0. I see them winning 3-1, 3-2 or 2-1. So Swansea 16-5 for them and both teams to score.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.